This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are discussing a whole bunch of stuff.
All right. We've discussed cashless government payments by 2022, GKP 3.0, help for micro SMEs, and now...
Yes, and now how the MPC is asking digital economy businesses to voice regulatory consent. So the MPC, of course, is the Malaysia Productivity Corporation, and they have urged startup companies to voice any regulatory concerns hampering innovation in digital economy businesses. They say you can do this at this website, which is mymuda.mpc.gov.my. That's mymuda.mpc.gov.my. And Dato' Abdul Latif bin Haji Abu Saman, the MPC Director General, he's asked businesses to do this, and I quote, to tell us your regulatory challenges in operating digital economy businesses. Our task is to facilitate management of the legislative issues for your business to grow. It is important for us to know the barriers to link you to the right party and enable effective design of interventions for business to prosper. And he added that this is the platform for digital economy business owners and employers to voice your predicaments. He said this call to action is among the crucial initial steps towards meeting the needs of digital economy businesses as stipulated under the My Digital Blueprint.
All right. So the MPC has been entrusted with the task to identify priority regulations to review and update in order to enhance the business climate so digital economy businesses can prosper. Effective overall execution of the initiative is projected to contribute to the creation of at least 5,000 startups this year. MPC is mandated to review regulatory requirements to facilitate innovation, expand coverage to include new technology and business models in driving the productivity growth of the nation to a greater height against the impact of the pandemic. Regulations are to be supportive not only for the business revival but for the creation of more firms. So this is a statement by Dato' Abdul Latif. He said a more agile approach to regulation is vital to realise the full potential of new emerging technology and digital economy in totality. Regulators need to design regulatory frameworks which facilitate technology innovation, ensure an open and non-discriminatory business environment, protect consumers and workers, and tackle the unintended repercussions of disruption. Agile regulation enhances transparency, consistency, and standardization in the regulatory process.
So companies registering their regulatory concerns at, once again, the website is mymuda.mpc.gov.my. They will be required to fill in the details of the issues face and their recommendations to address these issues as well. Through the portal, companies will be asked to state their challenges in technology adoption, information on acts or regulations which pose the challenges, and the responsible governing authority or party. And businesses may also need to attach their company's pitch deck of not more than 20 pages. So
I think there should be a part where you're not sure which governing authority should, you know, you should also bring that up if you're not sure, right? So the website once again is mymuda.mpc.gov.my.
I love the fact that the MPC is actually calling out for assistance, you know, like if something is wrong and you've been left, well, sighing after any encounter, like you should be bringing these concerns to us, you know, instead of maybe putting it on social media or, but like do this in a productive way and tell us how you feel we should handle these issues, because it does affect growth and it does affect the future creation of new businesses as
well.
So yes, that website once again is mymuda.mpc.gov.my.
All right.
So I think that brings us to the end of the show. Once again, some of the stories we covered today
is discussing cashless government payments by 2022. Can we do it? Should we do it? GKP 3.0 for MSMEs and the MPC asking digital economy businesses to voice regulatory concerns.
Yes. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And all of the articles that we cited during the show, you can find it in our show notes as well. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow
for another exciting episode
of Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm really missing the interaction on Twitter and on Instagram.
Tomorrow we'll ask you some questions.
Yes, I feel like we have to ask them something for them to chime in, right?
Give you a poll.
Yeah, we'll do that as well. We'll try to. But for now, to take us out of the show, we've got Eric Clapton with Layla. Catch you again tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.